Welcome to the Irish Tech News Podcast, where we will bring you some of the most interesting interviews and features from the world of tech. Visit irishtechnews.ie and check out our podcast section to explore all of our previous episodes. You can subscribe to our podcast using whatever your favorite app or service is by visiting anchor.fm/irish-tech-news.
Hello and welcome to the show with me, Gillian Goth. So today my guest is Stephen Cutter, who is the founder of Wooji Games and is launching the Earth Defender game, which is a major, major, major project in the climate control, the climate change, saving the earth, all sorts of gaming. There's so much in this project. I don't know where to begin. So I'll start at the beginning. Hello, Stephen. Welcome to the show.
Nice to be here again, Gillian. Good to see you.
Yeah. So tell me, first of all, you have a passion for all things earth. Tell me, how did that come about and how did it manifest itself?
Well, it really started 10 years ago with my children. I started making them watch a nature documentary before they could watch a cartoon. And it opened up my eyes to all the beauty and wonder of the natural world. And the more I studied about, you know, our ecosystems, the more I saw there needed to be a change. So I've since then, I've dedicated my life on learning all the problems and then figuring out solutions. And you know, it's pretty simple. You know, if we take care of our home, it'll take care of us. And so I put together a game that teaches children how to, and players how to grow their own food and also get rewards as far as planting trees and get NFTs for it. So changing the economic drivers for doing good in the world.
So this game, it's you've taken something as old as the earth and you need to save the earth, and you've put it into gaming, blockchain, tokens. So you've merged old and new. When did you first come up with blockchain and cryptocurrencies? When did that enter your world?
So it was about 5 years ago when I got into blockchain and cryptocurrency. I was building a social impact rideshare company, a green rideshare company that would plant a tree with every ride and offset the carbon footprint. But I met a gentleman, David Cam, with the Earth Dollar, and he's the one that taught me about natural capital accounting, where if you simply improve your ecosystem, the more valuable it's worth. And I thought that was so beautiful and so simple. And so I've been in the blockchain space around impact and tracking impact for rewarding people for doing good for the earth.
Which actually makes sense, because why should people be rewarded for doing bad things? You know, I know it traditionally when we, you know, rape the earth for the oil and the fracking, all type of stuff, whatever, you get big rewards from it. But when I turn it around, I want to go back to the natural capital accounting principle. Now that's been backed by the World Bank and the UN. Explain a bit more how that works.
So yeah, it's about a 25-year study through the World Bank and the UN and many global universities like Stanford. And it simply states the more you improve an ecosystem, the more valuable it's worth. So for instance, a tree provides a lot of value, right? It sequesters carbon, which is already tradable on the markets, but it also produces oxygen, creates biodiversity, purifies the water, cools the planet, creates rainwater, gives us food, medicine, protects us from storms. You know, trees are pretty valuable. So all those metrics that trees do to provide life on Earth, we're putting on the blockchain.
Wow. So this game, it's called Earth Defender. There are many different elements to it. It's not just a game. It's education, there's rewards, and there's also matches with real life actions. So explain a bit how Earth Defender works.
So the first part of the game, we're doing our NFT Earth Drop on Halloween this year at COP26. I'm going to Glasgow. I'm in Dubai now. I've been here for about 2.5 weeks, and I go to Glasgow for COP26 in 2 days. And so we're doing an NFT drop for pieces of earth. We generated 10,000 pieces of earth inside the game, and we're going to be selling them for $100. What we're doing initially is a third of all transaction fees will go towards earth positive actions. So planting trees, but also your plot of land inside the game will also represent the same amount of rainforest getting protected as well.
Oh, cool. So where can people buy these NFTs? Which platform are you using?
They're initially going to be on OpenSea.
OpenSea, okay. And $100 each to purchase them. And you've got 10,000. And you're hoping that people will come and other people will buy them. And then when people purchase these NFTs, what do they do with them?
Well, the initial one will be their piece of land inside the game. Okay. And we've generated 10,000 pieces of land. And there's going to be it'll be a bare piece of land to start with. And when you log into the game, there's a forest keeper that teaches you how to how to grow your forest, how to grow food, how to plant plants and animals, not plant animals, but how to take care of the animals. And it'll teach players real skills for self-sufficiency.
And when you have different rewards as well, don't you, for people in the game? So they're planting trees in the game. Trees have been planted outside. We'll talk about that in a minute. But you have different things like Easter eggs. And tell me what kind of fun stuff's going to happen.
I mean, yeah. So I came up with this idea over 3 years ago with one of my good friends in Chicago who went to school for like game design and game theory. And, you know, there's all different types of rewards you can do in the game. But the more challenges you beat, you can get Easter eggs, right? And we're even talking with CryptoZoo, who's made eggs that we can put inside the game. And those can be their own NFT in itself. You also can have your plants be your NFT, right? So we can have rare plants inside the game that have different characteristics. Like even when they germinate and they produce new seeds, they can be new NFTs, you know?
So these NFTs can actually produce more NFTs themselves. Yes. This is where the NFT world's getting exciting. So they're automatically generate as they would in the real world. You know, they produce seeds. Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
And are you partnering with anyone to do that, or is that just on the roadmap?
Yeah, so I partnered with Games Interactive out of the UK, Jake O'Connor. He's built this metaverse over the last year, and he's forked it to us. So they have their own game coming out called Siege Worlds. It's a shooter game in the same kind of style metaverse, but our game is focused on permaculture. There will be some action components to it. So when your food starts growing, there'll be invasive species and pests that try to come eat your plants. But instead of killing them, I believe more in reincarnation. So we'll have like weapons like a giggle gun and a peace ray and like Buddha bombs. And when you defeat your enemies, they'll actually become beneficial animals like hummingbirds and bumblebees and butterflies.
I like that, because do you know the one thing I've come up against all of these metaverses? They're all shooter games, and I don't do shooter games. And I'm kind of going, and I get the whole idea about the technology and the innovation in the NFT is kind of cool. But I do like, I love this. This idea is much nicer because you're teaching, there's education going on. And as I say, the natural account, capital accounting is an amazing idea to bring that into this. But also you're not, and I love the fact that you're transforming what could be a bad thing, you know, say an invasive, I don't know, mite of some kind, into a bumblebee. That is such positive reinforcement. You also are building in a blueprint for real world actions. How does that work?
So yeah, I've been in the tree planting space for about 5 years, the same as when I started my rideshare company. I wanted to find the top tree planting organizations to work with because I have big aspirations to plant a lot of trees. So every month when the contributions come in, we'll have a clearinghouse that a third of all the proceeds will go directly towards Eden projects. The trees will get planted and the tokens will get minted that represents those trees that get planted in those regions. And then we also have an API tracking dashboard. So when you log into your account, you'll see where the trees got planted, you see who planted them, you see the impact of the tree, and you'll have your wallet that matches up with that as well.
That is so cool. So when you say that they're planting real trees, which countries are they in? Is it global or are they starting out?
Yeah, they're in eight countries they plant a whole different variety of trees. The first trees we're going to focus on are mangrove trees. They're a super tree for the planet. They sequester a ton of carbon. They grow really fast.
Parts of the world, presumably. Mango trees wouldn't grow in Ireland.
Mangrove trees, not mango. They don't grow in Ireland. They grow around the coastal lines, but it's a good portion of the world that you can plant mangroves.
Okay.
So we're starting with that, but relatively soon we'll do agroforestry projects, and we're even looking to have it on the roadmap as like a micro futures contract. So imagine you want to plant an orchard of apple trees on your farm, right? Mm-hmm. And maybe it'll cost you $50 a month to grow apple trees or something. But we'll have proceeds go to real apple farms, right? And then when the apples are ready to harvest, you can even get a dividend from those apples. And so we're using it as an investment vehicle into earth positive action. So we'll be able to do that with trees, but also with real agriculture. So if you want to grow food on your land and say you pay $20 a month or whatever, to grow food on your land. We'll have it set up to go directly towards local farms, and then they'll ship you food to your door, like a CSA program. So you can invest into the local agriculture and get healthy food sent to your door.
That's amazing. And how will you need to make sort of partnerships in the real world to actually deliver on this?
Is that I mean, there's a lot of local farming groups are all around the world. So we'll have it set up. That's like on the roadmap, like I said.
Yeah.
It won't be initially, but we'll be able to pair up local agricultural groups to these contributions and have food delivered right to your door.
So it's local, obviously, rather than I'm not going to pair up with somebody those side of the world. And actually, it's true. I know that there's loads of groups and co-ops around Ireland where people are doing that, and there because they want to grow food locally, so hyper local. So you know, and they're all sharing the bits of land that they have. So you have a lot of moving parts. Remind me again. So if people want to go and buy the NFTs, where do they go?
OpenSea. They'll be up on OpenSea. They should be all uploaded on Halloween. October 31st is our date right now.
And what do people search for? Is it Earth Defender or Wooji Games?
Yeah, they can search either one. It'll pop up.
Okay.
The website's WoojiGames.com. All the info will be on there. And then on OpenSea, you can search. You'll be able to search Wooji Games or Earth Defender.
Wow. Okay. Well, I wish you great success on Halloween. Brilliant. Thank you so much for your time.
Great.
Thank you for listening to the latest Irish Tech News podcast. Check back every day for the latest episode. You can follow us on Twitter at Irish_Tech News, on Facebook, facebook.com/Irish Tech News, on LinkedIn, linkedin.com/company/Irish-Tech-News, on Instagram, instagram.com/IrishTechNews.ie, and on TikTok, tiktok.com/@IrishTechNews.